This is Barry Howarth recording a cheap astronomy snippet. Today's question comes from Lee from South Africa. Dear Cheap Astronomy, why can we view the Southern Cross every night of the year? Is it something to do with the position it has relative to the Sun and the Earth? Well, you can view the Southern Cross every day of the year if you live in the Southern Hemisphere. Your position on the Earth's surface is the key issue here. The Southern Cross is a southern circumpolar constellation. The South Celestial Pole is a fixed point in the sky that would be directly overhead if you were standing at the South Pole, and it would be right down on the horizon if you were standing on the equator. The Southern Cross is relatively close to the South Celestial Pole, and so it appears to shift around the pole as the Earth rotates. At least, that is what it appears to do from the point of view of people living in the Southern Hemisphere. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, you will only see the Southern Cross for part of the year, and you won't see it at all if you are in a very northerly latitude. Anyhow, in one full rotation of the Earth, which takes 23 hours and 56 minutes, if you are far enough south, you will be able to see that the Southern Cross does a full 360-degree movement about the South Celestial Pole. But of course, unless you are actually at the South Geographic Pole in midwinter, you will only see part of that shift each night, because each day the Earth's rotation inevitably turns you into line with the Sun again, which will turn the sky blue and block out your view of the night sky for the next 12 hours or so, depending on where your latitude is. But you are also right that there is that important issue of the position of the Sun and the Earth. If you live in a southerly latitude, and you stick your head out the window at about 9 p.m. at night in June, you will find that the Southern Cross is pretty much overhead, almost directly above the South Celestial Pole. But if you stick your head out of the window at 9 p.m. at night in December, it will be down near the horizon, almost directly below the Southern Celestial Pole. This is because in June you are making an observation from one side of the Earth's orbit about the Sun, and in December you are making an observation from the other side of the Earth's orbit about the Sun. Remember that the Earth rotates once on its axis every 23 hours and 56 minutes. The extra 4 minutes that make up our solar day of 24 hours, being the time measured from one sunrise to the next sunrise, results from the fact that each day the Earth shifts around a little in its 365.25-day orbit about the Sun. This slight shift makes the Sun appear to stay in the sky 2 minutes longer in the day, and also to rise 2 minutes later each night. So every day all the stars, including the Southern Cross, gain an extra 4 minutes of rotation compared to the previous day. That extra 4 minutes a day adds up to 28 minutes a week, which is about 2 hours a month, which is about 12 hours every 6 months. So the Southern Cross gains an extra 12 hours in rotation every 6 months. Since 12 hours is about half a day, or about half an Earth rotation, the constellation is rotated 180 degrees away from the position it had at the same time of night 6 months ago. I hope that makes sense. Oh, and a footnote here. Of course it's true that if you live really close to the northern or southern geographic pole, the rule that there is always 24 hours between one sunrise and the next sunrise may not apply. But we have to remember that the people who first invented 24-hour clocks didn't live in those sorts of places. This has been Barry Howarth recording a cheap astronomy snippet. Bye.